on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick Stockstill Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive. And by Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Now, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, welcome to Rick Stockstill Live. 1 hour of football conversation with the head coach of the Blue Raiders. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com or tweet your questions by the hashtag AskStock. Here's the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into Sam's Sports Grill tonight. It's Rick Stockstill Live as we talk Middle Tennessee football for the next hour, and a big crowd here this evening, Coach, with a lot of stuff going on. Of course, Monday Night Football coming up, the Steelers and Tampa Bay, a little Fitzmagic possibly this evening, but also a special welcome to a big group here. It's the Assurgum Battalion from Fort Campbell. They have been here in Murfreesboro all day. And they will be heading down to Chattanooga, doing some battlefield work tomorrow and learning about some of the history of some of the battles that have taken place in our state. But a rainy day, what did that mean for practice as the last couple of days? Because it has just been pouring all weekend.
Yeah, well, today it wasn't a factor because we don't practice on Mondays. Mondays are day off. And yesterday we had some bad weather, and you know, we had to stay out there in it because the two mini gyms inside, we couldn't use those because they had some kind of dance thing going on. So that was occupied. But at least we didn't have any lightning yesterday where, you know, we had to come off the field. So we got our practice in. Had to go in the stadium because of the, you know, the practice fields can't handle. If it sprinkles, you can't practice on the fields or we'll just tear them completely up. So went to the stadium, had a good workout yesterday, and we'll get back at it tomorrow.
Well, the weather that has come through the mid-state tonight, we do want to send out our thoughts to the folks over in Cannon County. They did have a tornado touchdown over in Woodbury, and certainly hope that there's nobody injured in that and that everybody comes out of that safely. But in general, when you talk about preparation for a game, I mean, you go back last week, you practice a couple of times, give the guys a few days off, and now we're kind of in one of these periods where, you know, we're getting rain for 3 or 4 days. How does that affect your preparation heading into your conference opener?
Well, hopefully it doesn't. Where we get it affects us is if we get lightning. You know, then you have to come off the field or you can't practice. And, you know, if you have to go inside, you can't get anything done. It's a glorified meeting. It's a glorified walkthrough because you're in the two mini gyms. If you can get those or you go up on – usually we can get one of them. If basketball's not using it, then we have to go on the track level as long as track's not using it. So you can't get a lot done going inside. We just don't have any space to do anything, and you can't do anything full speed. So hopefully – you know, it won't, you know, affect us here these next couple of days that we can get outside and get our work done.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those are your big work days, Tuesday, Wednesday in particular. Rewind a little bit, and because on the postgame show after the Georgia game, we talked about what the plan was as far as practice and rest and hopefully healing up. What were you able to get done last week? Because I heard some of the guys today talking at your press conference that it was it was pretty lively last week.
Yeah, we had two good practices Tuesday and Wednesday. We met Sunday after the Georgia game, and you know, Monday was a day off for them. And then Tuesday and Wednesday we practiced, had two good, really padded practices, and started implementing Florida Atlantic's base formations, base offense, base defense, and kicking game, and introduced that to them, and we had two really good days. It was hot. It was really hot last week, and the guys handled that good. And then they were off Thursday, and then Friday we had a team run in the morning and went to class, and some of them went home for the weekend. And we came back yesterday and met at 1:30 and had a good practice yesterday. Obviously, it, you know, the weather wasn't great, but we had a good practice yesterday. And the coaches went out. We were out. We left Wednesday after practice and went out recruiting Thursday and Friday, and then got back in the office this weekend.
As far as the recruiting calendar goes, this is the time of year when you guys can get out, correct?
Yeah, you're allowed to go see a high school kid play one time. You're evaluating one time during from September to the end of November. And, you know, usually, you know, on the open date, we try to, you know, use Thursday and Friday as opposed to just Friday. You're limited to a certain amount of days. So, you know, if there's nine coaches out on Thursday, that's nine evaluations. On Friday, that's nine more. So that's 18 days that you use of your evaluation. So you kind of got to spread it out. You're not allowed to get out. You can't go out every Friday because you'll run out of days in a hurry. So we try to spread it out and use the open date Thursday and Friday is to maybe go out a little bit further away, you know, do some junior college stuff, get into some farther away areas as opposed to, you know, this week, you know, we'll probably stay in the Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama area.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know how you guys keep up with the recruiting calendar and the number of days like that. And you guys know it like the back of your hand, and it still can be confusing. And you know, you hear a lot of times fans say, well, why aren't they out here watching this kid every week? And it, you just can't do that.
No, you can't. And Daryl Simpson in our compliance office does a great job of educating us. And, you know, Will Redmond keeps up with all the evaluations and everything. And you kind of just got to pick and choose and prioritize guys that you want to go see because it's, you know, it's impossible because of the recruiting limitations on you to go see everybody.
Do you try to pick games where there may be multiple kids that you want to see and you can basically evaluate 2, 3, 4 kids but only cost you one coach day?
Yeah, you'll do that. We'll do that. You know, we'll go to multiple schools during the day and then hopefully that you can see a game, you know, Friday night. You can watch the first half of this game over here. And then maybe there's somebody that's playing that you want to evaluate and see him play that's close by that you can go see him play, you know, the second half.
So it makes
like you say, try to see as many kids, you know, evaluate transcripts, evaluate, you know, going to high schools during the day and, you know, maybe watch film on kids and do some evaluations that way.
From the time you got here 13 years ago now, And to today, when you guys walk into a school, what's the difference in the reception that you get as far as, you know, people having an understanding of how your year is going or what you've been up to, that you went to a bowl game, things like that? Have you seen a difference from the time you got here to now?
Oh, obviously, yes, sir. And it's the big thing is high school coaches now know, they know how their player is going to be coached, how he's going to be treated. You know, the culture that he's coming to, you know, so all those things in the beginning, the first couple years, you're selling that part. This is how we're going to build this program. This is what we're going to do. And the coach had to trust you that you were going to do what you said. Now they know that
we have a track record of it.
Yeah, now they know we have a genuine and sincere interest in their kid, both as a football player and him academically, and that we're going to try to help him reach all his goals in everything he does.
I was going to say that's one of your standard lines. There is you can reach all your goals at Middle Tennessee, and all you have to do is look at NFL rosters right now and championship ring or bowl rings, things like that.
It's I'm really proud of what we've accomplished, what we've done here. I'm proud of our players. I'm proud of our coaches, the effort that they put into, you know, the program since I've been here.
All right. Our opening drive of Rick Stockstill Live is brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, offering a free 3-year mailed subscription to every address in Rutherford County. You can find them online at murfreesboropost.com today. Blue Raider football this weekend. The FAU Owls are in town for a 6 o'clock kickoff, and it is Hall of Fame weekend for the Blue Raiders. We'll take a timeout. More with the coach after this as you listen to Blue Raider football from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 130,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Will Brown, the great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. In working at Roscoe Brown, I've seen firsthand what my great-grandfather started in 1940, and that same work ethic and quality to detail still stands today. We take great pride in providing excellent customer service. Roscoe Brown sets the gold standard for the industry. We know there are many options when it comes to choosing heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation. Call us today. You'll be glad you did.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
The flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam's and Rick Stockstill Live tonight. Our show brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery. Proud to have raised more than $4.6 billion to support education programs across the state of Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. For fans here in the building tonight, Blue Raider Marketing is back by the near the front door, and you can go by, pull out a raffle ticket out of the bag with a chance to win prizes tonight. The big prize for really good seats for Saturday's game against FAU. And coach, the prior to the open day, Blue Raiders traveled to Georgia, took on the third-ranked Georgia Bulldogs at the time. Georgia got the win and moved up to number two. And what were your thoughts about Georgia after you saw them play? Because they sure look like a complete football team going into that.
Yeah, they're every bit as good as I thought they were going in. I mean, they're so fast at every position. Obviously, their size is, you know, they got big guys everywhere, but just you know, how fast, you know, they closed on you. Their running backs were extremely fast. Their corners, their DBs, their linebackers, you know, everybody was so fast out there that, you know, we didn't create any separation. And when we did, it closed in a hurry. Just the very talented. They got great players at every position. And every bit as good as I thought they were going in.
Yeah, I tell you, Jake Fromm, excellent football player. But, boy, their running backs, they run with abandon, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, Holyfield was – all those guys were –
He's the real deal, I hear.
They were all – and you watch them going forward here, I mean –
it took care of Missouri.
They smoked Missouri Saturday, and they're just so good. It's reason that they hadn't lost many games in the last couple of years.
Yeah, 32-point favorite this week against Tennessee, and you know, and everybody talks about a collision course with Alabama. Do they have something for Alabama? Do you think?
I don't know. I've seen Alabama, you know, on TV. A little bit Saturday, and Alabama's really good, and you know, I we'll see. I don't know Alabama well enough to say, but yeah. I know they went to overtime last year, and so it'll probably be another close game again this year.
When you played a team like Georgia, and you're trying to game plan and scheme and try to find something there, you talked about how quickly they closed from a defensive perspective. When you have a team that's that good, especially on the defensive side of the football, what kind of give us an idea of what the, you know, where do you go to try to find an advantage, and what does their speed take away from you when putting a game plan together?
Well, Chip, I think it always starts up front. You see what you can do in the offensive line, because if you can't have success there, you're not going to have success anywhere. So, you know, they're so dynamic, you know, defensively and so fast. We knew that we're going to struggle. Our receivers were going to struggle against their secondary. You know, so we couldn't hold the ball very long, you know, or, you know, we couldn't protect long enough for anything to happen down the field. So, you know, we went in there with a lot of short, quick passing game to try to get the ball out of our hand to give our offensive line a chance. You know, and they did a good job. Our line did a good job in the run game, you know, for the most part. You know, and in the passing game, we didn't give up any sacks. And part of that was our line did a good job, but also part of it was, you know, we weren't holding the ball, you know, as long to try to let routes develop downfield. And it's kind of the same thing at Vandy. You know, their secondary, you know, was better than our receivers. And, you know, we couldn't hold up long enough, you know, to get those guys open downfield. You know, and we took some sacks because of it, you know. So that's where we changed from the Vandy game to the – you know, because we couldn't get open. You know, we couldn't get open at Vandy. We couldn't get open at Georgia. And so that's where it started. And just tried to get the ball out and try to, you know, get in space. And, you know, at times we made a couple plays, and other times, you know, they did a really good job of getting us on the ground.
Really put a lot of heat on Brent to make quick decisions.
Yeah, you don't – as a quarterback, whoever you play, you don't have much time anyway. You got about – you know, 1.8, 2.2 seconds, 2.5 at the most to get through, you know, 4 or 5 reads. You know, so you don't have a whole lot of time anyway. But now when you're playing the number two team in the country, you know, that goes to about 1.5 to maybe 2 seconds to make a decision and get the ball out. And it's tough. But we did a fairly decent job, did a good job, as good as we could do probably, you know, against that defense.
And even, you know, with down some personnel, you still were able to find a little something in the running game down there.
Yeah, we did.
And Terrell West was really good.
Yeah, Terrell did a nice job. You know, I thought he did a good job. You know, we lost Mobley the first series. you know, we didn't have Tavares and, you know, a couple other guys there, Maurice. But I thought Terrell did a nice job. And then we got, you know, about 50 yards probably on that last drive, you know, at the end of the game. So we did some okay things, you know. Some things we got to, you know, obviously improve on, but, you know, as limited as we are at the wide receiver position right now, we've got to find a way to run the ball more consistently than what we have.
All right, we're coming to you from Sam Sports Grill here at Stones River Mall. With more than 60 stores and restaurants, Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal at Sam Sports Grill and friends and family. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. We'll take a timeout. More with Coach Rick Stockstill after this as you listen to Rick Stockstill Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Wilson County Hyundai is a proud supporter of MTSU football. This is Payne Bone. We cheer on the big play when the Blue Raiders take it to the house. Did you know Wilson County Hyundai takes it to the house? Your house. If you live in Murfreesboro or the surrounding area, we will deliver your favorite new Hyundai to you for a test drive or to buy. Get our 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty, plus America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and Hyundai Assurance. Wilson County Hyundai in Lebanon at WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Downsizing after retirement shouldn't mean changing your lifestyle. It should simply mean changing your address. Consider what quality of life means to you, then examine the lifestyle choice offered by the Villages of Murfreesboro. What's inside at the Villages starts with love. We are a community of many families who are compassionate about aging gracefully. We fill our halls with laughter and approach each day with intentionality. Call today, 615-848-3030, for information on our independent living or memory care communities.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 130,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, we better get gas. Let's stop at Kroger.
Ooh, good call.
We got a bunch of fuel points saved up, too.
Awesome.
It's easy to earn fuel points every time you shop at Kroger and redeem for up to a dollar off per gallon. How much will you save?
Nice. We saved a dollar a gallon.
Gotta love those Kroger fuel points.
We the undeniable, royalty indefinable.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you. So they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll.
Roll on, sister, roll on.
Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
The flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. News Radio WGNS.
Coming up this weekend, it's Middle Tennessee and FAU at Floyd Stadium. 6 o'clock is the kickoff. At 3:30 on Saturday, it will be the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for the Blue Raider Hall of Fame, and another great class going in. And, Coach, an opportunity here to talk about one of those guys in particular, Marty Carter, who played for Coach Donnelly on some unbelievably good teams, goes in, had a very good NFL career, and simply one of the hardest hitters I've ever seen wear a Blue Raider uniform.
Yeah, obviously I didn't have a chance to see him play, but anytime you're elected into your Hall of Fame, your school's Hall of Fame, you had to be a really good player and a good representative of the university. So I'm happy for all those people going into the Hall of Fame. It's a great honor. It's a great recognition for their hard work and sacrifices that they put in, to this university. So I'm happy for all of them.
I tell you, you're a little bit busy at the time when we do it, but the way that it's set up there on the porch of the Hall of Fame building with, chairs out in the grass area and all the different pockets of families, and I'm in a really unique position to take a look at it out there. And having been around here as long as I have, to see, these former players come back and be recognized, and to see the emotion that they have. I mean, if when one of them chokes up and they're talking about their time here, that means a lot to me.
Oh, yeah. It's good. And I got to see it a little bit. And, last year when I was going over there to the stadium, Wes Counts was talking, and he was up there. And, I didn't hear him, but, he said he went to about halftime giving his speech. So, but no, it's an awesome deal. And, it's something that athletes, at any university, at any high school, none of them ever take it lightly. And they're always appreciative, and there's a lot of emotion going in it because of the work and sacrifices that they put, in their respective sport.
Well, we've got a special thing on Friday night that's for friends and family. That's a private event, but then we do want to remind folks, if you're out tailgating on Saturday, 3:30 at the Hall of Fame building is where the induction ceremony takes place. So come on by and pay those folks, the men and women who are going in this weekend, a great tribute. David McNamara, he's already in town. Saw him today, so a lot of excitement for that.
Yep.
A couple of minutes before we take our next break, but one of the things I wanted to kind of mention, and off week is kind of a good time to evaluate it. You and I sat here first couple of weeks of the show and talked about kickoffs, kickoff returns, and it seemed like, maybe it's just because I was getting to watch a bunch of games on Saturday, it looked like everybody was returning kicks this past weekend. Are you seeing any of the thinking change on some of that?
Not really. I mean, funny you say that, because I looked at it and I watched a bunch of games Saturday too, and I felt that I saw probably as many people fair catching it as they were returning. And we're averaging, we haven't had a return, we're averaging, our starting position is 26.8 yards after a kickoff, and that puts us second in the conference in kickoff returns, and that's about 50th, I think, in the country. So I'm I playing the averages. I think I like what we're doing. I'm going to continue to do it, unless something, obviously a critical situation. But, we haven't started out in, bad field position because of a kickoff return or a penalty on a kickoff return. So, like I said, our average starting line is the 26.8 yard line, and I'm pleased with what we've done so far.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a timeout here, and we're going to hear a little bit about this week's opponent, the FAU Owls. Chris Bartels will join me in just a couple of minutes. I want to remind you that he'll be joining us from the Blue Raider hotline, so stick with us. Rick Stockstill Live, second half of the show coming up after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
The final weekend of the world's biggest spa sale is going on now at Family Leisure.
Relax and unwind in your new spa. Hundreds of models to choose from, starting at just $9.99. Not ready to stop swimming? Do it year-round in your very own swim spa. Now only $11.99.
Family Leisure also has everything for your game room.
Pool table starting at $14.99 with free delivery.
Special pricing on all outdoor fireplaces, fire pits, and patio heaters.
Great selection. Always the guaranteed lowest price.
Where family and fun come together.
I'm loving this coffee. And while I'm enjoying every sip, I can save tons by downloading digital coupons at Kroger.com. I can even get a digital coupon for a free product every Friday. And every day, I can choose from over $400 in digital coupons. So I'm in.
Sign up for your free account and start saving more today at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, this is Dr. Mark Hardison with Middle Tennessee Oral and Implant Surgery. We are so proud to be able to serve the Blue Raider teams and their families when they need wisdom teeth removed, dental implants, or other specialty oral care. Our mission is to provide healthcare as it should be, providing compassion, availability, and excellence to every one of our patients. We deeply appreciate the support of your business as we join in supporting our team. Let's go Blue!
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo! Yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
The flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. News Radio, WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Stockstill Live tonight. I want to remind you that coming up in the second half of our show, we have our audience questions. Get your question cards in because we're going to be giving away a Mick Ultra golf bag from Ajax Turner and Mick Ultra. Time to go to the Blue Raider hotline now. And Chris Bartels, who is the analyst for FAU, former Owl under Howard Schnellenberger, and just man about town in Boca Raton here to join us. And, Chris, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, Chip. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Looking forward to you guys coming up this weekend. You guys set a lot of folks on their ear a year ago with going all the way to the conference championship. What has been, obviously, with Coach Kiffin coming in, a lot of things changed. From your perspective as an analyst and former player, what's been the big thing about that program that has turned it in the direction that it's going now?
I think the obvious thing is going to be the mentality. The team has seemed to have taken the mentality and characteristics of Coach Lane Kiffin, and especially Wilson Love in the weight room. So just the way they approach the in and out of practice and the study hall sessions and the class sessions, and everyone's more accountable, holding themselves accountable, and the competition. It's a place where everyone is competing to earn a starting spot and get some playing time now.
Well, you obviously made a living running the football last year, and to bring back the conference offensive player of the year, when there were a lot of people who expected when Lane got there that it was going to be an aerial circus, but when you have a guy like Devin Singletary, just get on that horse and ride. Has that been the mentality?
Oh, yeah, so far. I think they've been trying to feed him the ball as much as possible, really trying to get the offensive line in some sort of rhythm to open up the holes for him. He's really created a lot of things on his own. A few guys up front that are new, Junior Diaz at the center position, trying to control the offensive line. But I think the strong suit for Devin and the offensive line is that left side with Reggie Bain and BJ Ntien. They do a really good job. Again, I thought when Lane was going to come here again, it was, like you said, it was going to be an aired-out attack. But with Devin Singletary, you just got to give him the football.
Well, now they have added to that with Chris Robinson, the quarterback, the transfer from Oklahoma. What has he brought to the passing game?
First of all, his strength. When he throws the football, he has a little extra zip on it. It's something that we haven't had here in a while. He does kind of have a hard time putting it on the money, putting some touch on it, but he has the mentality of the gunslinger. He knows the offense. I don't think they're running the offense as quickly as they would like, but I think just his tenacity on the field, just wants to be a playmaker.
The one of the guys that jumps out is Kareth White, and from an all-purpose standpoint, he's number two on the depth chart at running back, but this cat can beat you in so many ways.
Yeah, he's dangerous. I think last week or Friday at UCF, he was averaging over 30 yards a return, so the kick return unit was pretty good. And then when he gets the football, when he first started running the ball a couple years ago, he would try to make people miss. And he kind of took over the role as just a downhill runner, just square to the line of scrimmage and run downhill. And once he gets through the front seven there, it's a track meet. He's out of there. He's one of the faster kids on the team.
When you look at what they have now defensively, Azeez Al-Shaair at middle linebacker, he has put up good numbers. He was up for conference player of the week this week. Is he, in your mind, the leader on that defensive unit?
Oh, I think he's the leader throughout the entire team. And then the defensive unit, when he has something to say, everybody listens. The team pretty much goes at his tempo. I think they moved him a little bit more to the outside due to, you know, everybody throwing the football around. But the other guy to watch would be Rashad Smith, who complements him really well. Downhill tackler, good out in space. Will cover running backs, you know, out of the slot. So those two in the middle definitely hold down the fort for the defense right now. But Azeez has been the rock for this entire team.
You guys have had to play a tough schedule as well. You went to Oklahoma. Played at UCF last Friday night. How healthy are you guys coming in to the conference opener? Because Middle Tennessee's had a tough schedule as well, and everybody gets some nicks and bruises along the way.
Yeah. I think Oklahoma, we were on the plane. We're like, wow, we really got out of there healthy. And then we had to play the grinder at Air Force or Air Force at home, and that's when things got a little banged up, a few clipped knees, a few elbows and shoulders. So there's a few guys that are banged up. Definitely not as healthy as the team would like. Jalen Young being one of those guys, Azeez, you'll see him with a big elbow brace on. But just not as healthy as they would like to be. But like you said, going through a gauntlet of a schedule like what FAU has gone through and what Middle Tennessee has gone through, it's pretty tough to stay healthy.
As you look at this game this week, and you guys have seen several of our members of our team, Brent Stockstill in particular, this will be his senior year and last time around. What are your biggest concerns facing Middle?
Oh, man, you said it right there, Brent. We haven't seen him in the past two seasons. You know, last year he was out. The year before that, you guys beat us with Wildcat the entire game and put up 77 on us. Well, him back there at the quarterback team with UCF, was able to do to the secondary and get them misaligned and the speed they were able to attack the defense with. That's the biggest concern for me when I look at it. I think Brent's a terrific quarterback. I think he's going to be able to wing the ball around and make some big plays. So we'll see if the offense for FAU can keep up.
As you, by the way, the Pittsburgh Steelers just scored, and a lot of folks in the building here were watching that on television. Big game, because you can't win them all in the conference if you don't win the first one, and whoever wins this weekend is going to have a step up on everybody else in the league.
Yeah, for sure. I think starting the season, there were hopes of a New Year's Day, you know, bowl. A lot of people at the end of last year were on the hype train of Lane Kiffin and this new FAU Owls football team, and kind of had our butts handed to us the first four games here. Didn't play how we wanted to at against Bethune-Cookman. And like you said, I mean, now the goal is one week at a time. It's pretty much a playoff series. You have to win to continue. It's a huge football game, especially up there. I think the last time FAU won up there was back in 2004. So you guys have the upper hand on that.
And that was last play of the game when Coach Snellenberger was still on the sideline. But, Chris, look forward to seeing you and Kim this weekend, and you guys have a safe trip up. Look forward to talking to you.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, Chris Bartels from the FAU Radio Network joining us. We'll take a timeout, get to our audience questions and more with Coach as you listen to Rick Stockstill live from Learfield.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway... or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway.
He scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Come on, guys. We can still turn it around. Johnson, let's see some hustle. You're dragging out there. Sanders, head up, live for the next play. And Phillips, you call that effort?
Hey, Mike, easy, buddy. We play instant games to have fun.
You're right. Sorry, fellas. Next game's on me.
Give your competitive side the kick it needs with new September instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Murfreesboro, your hometown Honda dealer has moved. Now, let Honda of Murfreesboro move you into a new Honda. Come visit our state-of-the-art facility. Bigger showroom, bigger selection, even the savings are bigger. 929 John R. Rice Boulevard in the Fortress Boulevard Medical Center Parkway area. From Accord to CRVs to Pilots, it's all at Honda of Murfreesboro. Experience the all-new Honda of Murfreesboro with great new deals all month long. Visit HondaMurfreesboro.com.
Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. Learn more at goarmy.com/MTSU. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
The flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. News Radio, WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam's Sports Grill. Chip Walters along with the head coach, Rick Stockstill. And I want to remind all of our friends here from the Sergeant Battalion at Fort Campbell that Friday night, November 2nd, we'll be inviting them back for our salute to the armed services and salute to veterans. Wouldn't be too bad to have these guys on your side.
Yep, a lot of respect for every one of these men and women that allow us to do what we do. And it's just so much respect and appreciation for all their sacrifices.
Absolutely, and they were in town today, two busloads of them, about 50 from Fort Campbell out at the Stones River Battlefield. And I think tomorrow going to go down to Chickamauga and Chattanooga. And, again, we want to see you back here Friday night, November 2nd. Middle and Western Kentucky right over here on our salute to veterans and armed services. All right, time to get to some of our audience questions tonight. And the question cards that have been turned in are eligible for the Mick Ultra golf bag that we're giving away here shortly. First one comes from David, who is a very good fan. And David wants to thank you for all you do and says FAU has an explosive offense. What do we do to get them slowed down and stopped?
Well, it's going to be hard to, you know, completely stop them because they are so explosive and dynamic. But I think a big thing is we've got to be really good on first down. defensively and offensively as well. But defensively, if we can get them in some second and third longer situations where they can become less
predictable, or
well, I don't know if it's predictable is the right word, but less reliant on number five, Singletary, their running back. You know, you get in second and short, second and manageable, third and short, you know, then you've got to defend him as well in the running game as well as the passing game. So I think that's going to be a key, is how successful we are on first down.
And last year they got off to a fast start. A lot of things went into that. Their tempo was, they had a very high tempo, and we were having some trouble getting signals in. But also, it seemed to me that they tried to run everything on the left hash away from your sideline, made it really, really tough to substitute early.
Well, you know, the headsets didn't work the first two series, first three series of that game, and Scott was upstairs, and, you know, it was just hard to, you know, we our calls communicated. But, you know, all teams, all fast-tempo teams always try to, you know, as much as you can, you'd like the ball to be on your hash mark side, where it does make it harder to substitute people. And as fast as you go tempo-wise, especially as fast as they go tempo-wise, it makes it difficult to substitute.
With, you heard what we talked with Chris Bartels a little bit ago, and he talked about the left side of their offensive line. So do you think that because they took everything to the left, was that playing keep away, or was it going to what they thought their strength was?
Nah, I think it's, you know, you play to your strengths, or you, at least you try to. And, you know, so I think that – I think keeping the ball on their sideline, you know, and playing to your strengths is what teams like to do.
Jennifer had a couple of questions, one about the upcoming game, and other than Devin Singletary, what is the biggest threat that concerns you about them?
About their offense, just their skill. Their wide receivers are so fast. They can stretch the field. They'll use all those jet sweeps, going sideways to sideline to sideline. And, you know, they're just so athletic. They're really fast. They got fast players. You know, so the running back, and then their speed at receiver, and then, you know, defensively, their whole defense is really, really fast.
Yeah, and Brent was talking about that today, about the speed and how that just really causes problems. And, you know, you got to give him some time there.
Yep, and you know, and conversely, we're not real fast. We're not real explosive right now at receiver, you know, because of the injuries that we've suffered.
Jennifer also had a question about the Georgia game. So during the fourth quarter on the fourth down play, she just wanted to know, why did you not attempt a field goal versus going for yardage? The outcome already decided at that point. Would it have been a good situational and an environmental practice for Cruz Holt to kick at that point?
I'm trying to think. She has so dadgum long ago. When we threw the fade ball to Ty Lee on the side over there, that part of the game, yeah, I just, I don't know, I probably just wanted to, three points wasn't going to, I guess to answer your question, that I wanted to try to score more than I wanted to kick a field goal.
So, yeah, easy there. You talked about injuries, and we haven't talked about it a ton here. You mentioned Mobley and Tavarius Thomas. Did not expect to see C.J. Windham in the game at Georgia, but he ended up in there a good bit. So have you been able to get some guys back?
No, you know, C.J. played probably into the first quarter, into the second quarter, and then he pulled himself out. You know, he couldn't go after that. So, you know, and we lost a couple of other guys in that game, you know, for the year, and then a couple more that's going to be out for 3 or 4 weeks. You know, so it is what it is. You know, I hate talking about it, but, you know, I don't foresee us getting any guys back. You know, Reed practiced a little bit yesterday. He didn't play at Georgia. Tavares didn't do anything yesterday. I'm trying to think of some other guys. You know, Jordan, he didn't do anything yesterday. Tyshawn still hadn't done anything. So, you know, it's about what it is, you know. I just hate talking about it all the time.
I understand. Carolyn wanted to know, do you talk to Richie James often, and what does he say about his NFL experience? Because he's been welcomed with open arms with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, you know, Richie had a great camp. He made the team. He still hasn't dressed out yet. He hasn't been active these first three games. You know, but he is, you know, on the roster. He's on the team. And, you know, I think he's pleased with what he's done so far. And he's got a great attitude, you know, which, you know, you knew he would. And he's got to continue to work and continue to compete every day, you know, because they'll get rid of you in a second. But he's doing good. He just hadn't dressed out and played any games yet.
Well, I guess one question I'll follow up on our NFL guys. Did you ever have a notion of using Kevin Byard as a quarterback in a fake punt situation?
Trying to think, you know, KB was a really good athlete. You know, you knew his athleticism when you signed him.
And he has a perfect quarterback rating in the NFL right now.
Yeah, you know, he was, Kevin was on our punt team, and we had a fake in with him, but we never used it. But now what he's done doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, absolutely. What about any of the other guys? You hearing from them that are?
Yeah, I talked to Benny the other day.
Any team that has Benny Cunningham is a lucky team.
Yeah, I talked to Benny, I guess it was Saturday, because I was watching those games, and talked to Benny, and, you know, he's doing good. KB, obviously. Eric's doing good out at Seattle. And Charvarius is, you know, still there with Arizona. You know, so the guys are doing well.
Want to give folks a quick look at where things are in the conference. There have only been two games played, or actually three conference games played. But here's what everybody's record is. Most people are starting this weekend. And Charlotte is 2-2 overall, 1-0 in the league. They beat Old Dominion. FIU is 1-0 in the league. They are 2-2 overall. Marshall, 2-1 overall. FAU is 2-2. Middle is 1-2. Western, 1-3. And Old Dominion is 1-3. But that one was this past weekend over Virginia Tech. In the Western Division, Southern Miss is 1-0. They're 2-1 overall. North Texas has really gotten out of the gate strong. They are 4-0. They have not played a conference game yet. Louisiana Tech 2-1, UAB 2-1, UTSA 1-3, UTEP 0-4, and Rice is 1-3. Coming up this weekend, Old Dominion plays at East Carolina. Rice will be at Wake Forest, Southern Miss at Auburn, Arkansas Pine Bluff is at FIU, and then there are five conference games. Charlotte plays at UAB, FAU here at Middle at 6 o'clock, UTEP at UTSA, Louisiana Tech at North Texas, and Marshall will play at Western Kentucky. What have you seen in film, catching things here and there, that has impressed you about the league this year?
I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't seen anybody play other than Florida Atlantic. You know, it's going to be a very competitive league on both sides. And, you know, it's getting started now, so we'll start to find out more and more about teams as they play or as we play each other.
All right. We'll take a final timeout. Again, Middle Tennessee and FAU coming up this weekend, 6 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have the pregame show beginning at 4:30 from the Kenan Hall of Fame. Back to wrap things up with Coach after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, a neighbor is more than just the person who lives next door.
Honesty isn't just the best policy, it's the only policy.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from, because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee. In everything we do,
From the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're tailgating with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help tackle your hunger and give you energy. So pick up bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a winner.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
Looking for a way to take your brand to the next level? Let RJ Young's outsourced print and promotional services help you leave your mark on the world. Our products aim to have you make a bold and lasting impression. We offer fast, high-quality print services to fit any budget. Our team of specialists offer step-by-step assistance throughout the entire process for a customized and personal approach to printing. Order now and receive 10% off your first order. Visit rjyoung.com/print today.
The flagship station for Blue Raiders sports, News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill. Final opportunity tonight to stop back by the marketing table near the front door. And they're giving away all kinds of prizes back there, some Blue Raider gear. And I'm not sure if they've done the drawing yet for the game tickets, but you can get back there and do that. Final segment here, Coach. We've got about a minute or so left. Thoughts on getting back out on the field, and I know you guys have worked hard at it, but conference race is starting, and everything that you guys want to accomplish still ahead of you.
Yeah, you know, it's a long year. You know, we got a lot of games ahead of us. This is the start of conference play. Our players are excited. I know they'll be ready to go, you know, Saturday night, and got to have a great week of practice preparation this week, and I know we will. And we'll get out there and go get it.
It's blackout night. I've seen the new black uniform. Saw some pictures of that. As a broadcaster, I applaud them because you can read the numbers.
Yep. That's it went into our thought process when we did that. Larry wanted gray numbers, and I said, let's go with white so everybody can see them.
You're my man.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right, thanks for coming out tonight. All right, that'll wrap it up for us tonight. For Coach Rick Stockstill, Chip Walter saying thanks for being with us, and we'll see you Saturday at Floyd Stadium for Blue Raider football against the FAU Owls. Good night from Sam's.
On the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, this has been Rick Stockstill Live, brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive. And by Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.